Okay, we're back on, and you're telling me that you told your wife we're going to San Diego. This is tape four, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, we drove out there, and about the first month, you know, I thought, well, by God, if I do well here, they'll bring me back up, and nothing happened. I did do pretty well for about the first month, and then after that, I thought, well, this is it. I might as well plan on going back to St. Louis and going in the brokerage business where I had been working in the off seasons.
Oh, you've been working during the off seasons already
in the investment business. So yeah. I started.
So you,
I was with a good firm, and
so you left San Diego after about a month, or
no, I stayed with them the entire.
Oh, you stayed the whole year.
Okay. You know, my first road trip was to Hawaii for a week, and then you know you went on from there. Sort of was a. We had a nice place there. We had a swimming pool. Jan was there with all the young wives of their young prospects and everything. So it wasn't the best, but it was, it was not beautiful weather.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a good city to finish up with. So at the end of that season, is that when you retired then?
Yeah, then I retired.
So that would have been the end of this 1962? Season?
It ended the 1963
season.
Let's see. 60 was in Detroit. 61, 62 season was in Cincinnati. 63 season. At the end of the 63 season, I retired and went full-time with A.G. Edwards & Sons.
Okay, A.G. Edwards. And that's, if I remember, when I even talked to you a couple, 3 years ago, you were still, that's the company then you stayed with the whole career.
Right. I was with them the whole time. Started off in there making $250 a week, up to $250 a month as a part-timer, and ended up as vice chairman.
That's what I was going to say. I remember your brother was very proud of you, George, and told me you had gotten up to a very, very high point.
Well, it was
so that's terrific.
We really, it was really a wonderful career. It's one of those things where it worked out, I really enjoyed it, and it got the firm did real well, and we it was just bought out the other day, you know, 6 months, not 6 months ago, but well, I don't know how long ago, and within the last year it was bought out for $6 billion.
Who ended up buying that?
Wachovia,
yeah. Wow. Huge bank.
But anyway, so
well, that's wonderful, and you were in St. Louis your whole career.
Right.
And was St. Louis the home base for Edwards, A.G.?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's quite a story. I really appreciate you telling me. Is there anything else, because I don't want to go on too much, we've been talking here for quite a while.
Right.
Anything else that stands out in your career? I guess I didn't ask you what your greatest moment in baseball was, or if you had one that stands out.
Well, it was probably that near no-hitter, and then there was a number of times when I was really a reliever when I went in and saved the game kind of thing, but and there were some times when I, you know, when I was supposed to pitch and pitched and won against the Yankees, that was a thrill that game that I went to when I had to go get the car and go drive to St. Louis after.
Absolutely.
The game.
Not only that, you got an extra win that gave you a winning season, and you're on your way to get married. So that that has to be a favorite.
Yeah, that had to be a big game. But you know, there was a couple of really bad ones that I had that I remember too. And so you know, it was when I was a starting pitcher, I had problems with blisters on my hands as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time I get to the sixth or seventh inning, I'd look and underneath my fingernail, there'd be a blood blister starting.
Ooh.
And I never could get that then to heal up properly, you know. And I never did find a correct answer to how to do that. And I still read in the paper where pitchers get blisters. And I know it's where it's happening, and I know it's that happening, and why it happens only in the major leagues where those balls aren't rubbed up like they are in the minors. Or I don't know. You have to somehow grab the ball harder to make it spin in the major leagues.
Oh,
tougher,
sure.
It's a tougher environment.
Oh, I bet it. I'm sure it is.
They say that they rub those balls in the Rocky Mountain stream dirt, red clay, or something like that. And I'd like to see how often they do that.
Sure.
I don't think they get their hands dirty too much. But anyway, I had that. And of course, I was nearsighted. Cincinnati finally did test my eyes. And, of course, I think I was about 2,500 in my right eye and 2,200 in my left eye.
Uh-huh.
They all talk about Ryan Dern being so blind.
You were right there with him.
That's right. So my blisters and the fact that I never really did learn how to pitch. I always could throw well, and I had good stuff.
More a thrower than a pitcher, would you say?
Would say that now.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that way, and
Dr. Williams, he'd say the same thing.
Okay, well, listen, I think this has been very good. You gave me a lot of terrific information. I hope I covered
anything. Well, if you need any clarification or anything, just give me another call.
Absolutely, and I'll stop this. Now, hang on, I'm going to turn the tape off, and then I want to give you my home phone number and stuff. So I'm going to stop it right here, except that I want to add that this tape-recorded conversation was taken by Rick Hune of David Sisler on March 5th, 2008, as part of the Sabre Oral Interview Project. And that is the end of the tape. Period. By no mean coincidence, the Red Sox were pushing a shopping cart in search of power. Period. New paragraph. In early October, it was reported that a week earlier, Red Sox officials, including Yawkey, Collins, and Cronin, met at a Boston hotel with Connie Mack and spent a night in talks. Period. Footnote 2. Although Collins claimed that nothing was accomplished and no names were mentioned, it is hard to believe that Fox's name, the apostrophe S, was omitted from the discussions, period. The fact that Mack was also talking about a number of his players, including outfielder Doc, D-O-C, Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, with the Yankees, only served to raise the anxiety and the stakes, period. New paragraph. On December 10, 1935, a deal was cut, period, in exchange for a couple of lesser lights and a reported $150,000. The Red Sox obtained Jimmy Fox and TWENTY-SIX-year old righty Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M, period. Once again, Tom Yawkey's money had spoken volumes, and another high-priced all-star talent added to the roster, period. No longer was the term Yawkey's, quote, millionaires, end quote, a casual reference, period. On payday, young Mr. Yawkey must now dig deep, period. New paragraph. Anytime highly paid players who cost a lot of money, the ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R, of expectation begins, several rungs, R-U-N-G-S, higher, period. Such was the case with a number of the new Red Sox acquisitions, no one more than Joe Cronin, period. Despite his popularity, his batting production, .295, .95, was disappointing, and his low fielding percentage, .949, weighed down by 3-7 errors, raising, period. It appeared Cronin was heavier and slower, and that Collins was off in his lofty assessment of the shortstop, period. Not to be put off, however, the Red Sox had quickly corrected the oversight with the purchase of Fox, period. New paragraph. There is no question that by now the Boston Americans were wheeling and dealing in an effort to make 1936 their year, period.
The trades they consummated are
almost too numerous to mention, comma, but one additional one with the A's involved a couple more part-time players and another chunk of cash, comma, this time $75,000 for a perennial .300 hitter with little power in outfielder Doc Kramer and a TWENTY-SEVEN-year-old shortstop in Eric, E-R-I-C, quote, Boob, B-O-O-B, unquote, McNair, capital M-C, capital N-A-I-R, comma, who did not add any heft, H-E-F-T, with the bat, but was better in the field, comma, though not enough to totally erase the problem at short, period. New paragraph. Clearly, heading into the 1936 season, the Red Sox were stocked with front-line players, period. A question has arisen, comma, however, comma, given the high dash price tags which accompanied them, comma, whether or not Yawkey and Collins paid too much to acquire them, period. In Paths to Glory, and the paths and glory are capitalized, comma, a book which analyzes how great baseball teams came to be, comma, authors Mark Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, and Dan Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T, conclude that in this case the answer is a difficult one, quote, since, and the S is in parens, is a small s, Yawkey was the only one buying players in the 1930s, period, end quote, footnote 3. New paragraph. Actually, by 1936, even Tom Yawkey was beginning to tire of trying to purchase his way to a pennant, period. Estimates had his investment in new players at about a M-I-L-L-I-O-N dollars, and his total investment at over T-H-R-E-E million dollars, period. Footnote 4. All this and no profits, nor even a sniff of pennant fever, period. New paragraph. In an effort to stem a rapidly flowing tide, and at the same time build a firmer foundation for the future, comma, the Red Sox were undergoing a change of philosophy, period. Since the early 1930s, teams like the St. Louis Cardinals, comma, under the auspices, A-U-S-P-I-C-E-S, of Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, comma, and the New York Yankees with George Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, were developing talent for their clubs through the formation of extensive farm systems, period. Like many of the other clubs, comma, the Red Sox, under Yawkey and Collins, dabbled in the art, comma, but beginning in 1936, they really began to buy into the idea by hiring Billy, that's with a Y, Evans, E-V-A-N-S, comma, the noted umpire, comma, baseball writer and analyst, comma, and most recently the general manager of the Cleveland Indians, comma, to develop a farm system that hopefully down the road would pay dividends, period. New paragraph. In 1936, though, the talent was already in town, and with Fox now on board, pennant talk was in the air over Boston Harbor, period. I think Harbor there is capitalized. And for a while, comma, at least, comma, it seemed the Sox were finally on their way, period. In the early going, they were in second place for the most part, period. On June 26, they were still there, comma, F-O-U-R and O-N-E-half out when a 8-7 loss to the Indians in Old League Park, and that's both capitalized, sent them on a S-E-V-E-N-game skid, which included F-O-U-R-straight losses in New York, period. The team never recovered, period. By August 8, another SEVEN-game skid left them in FIFTH place and SEVENTEEN behind, period. The final tally left them with a bleak record of 74-80, comma, TWENTY-EIGHT and ONE-half games out of first, period. The front-running Yankees took it all, comma, besting the Giants in an all-New York series that went SIX games, period, new paragraph. This time around, comma, given the high expectation level and a record of continuing improvement under the current ownership, comma, all the press-box free booze and meals in the world would not keep the sports scribes from frantically searching for hides to tan, period. And this time around, Collins was a prime target, comma, although not all agreed, period. New paragraph. According to sports writer Paul Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, comma, writing in an article published in the Sporting News during the team's struggles in early July, there were rumors of impending changes in the Red Sox organization and, quote, a few of the more caustic critics seemed to have singled out Eddie Collins as the target for blame, period, end quote. Nevertheless, comma, Shannon was not certain Collins should bear the brunt of blame for baseball stars who leave some of their luster, L-U-S-T-R-E, behind when they shift scenery, period. Thus, in Collins' defense, comma, he, quote, has all that he could be expected to handle in running Fenway Park and looking out for the business administration, period. Quote, Eddie has done his part splendidly, comma, but as far as the operation of the team itself is concerned, comma, he has had no hand in it, period. And the suggestion he has interfered with the management of the Sox in any way is ridiculous, period, end quote, footnote 5, new paragraph. But that is just the crime Collins was charged with. As the Red Sox hoped for a banner year, comma, or even a decent one, comma, drifted away, period. Yet Shannon was not alone in his defense of Collins, period. A week later, the editorial staff of the Sporting News reviewed the situation in Boston and defended Collins as a man in the middle, period. New paragraph, quote, through warped judgments and twisted stories, i.e.s., whose authenticity becomes steadily lessened in traveling from mouth to mouth, comma, general manager, and that's caps, Edward Trowbridge Collins of the Boston Red Sox has been put in the middle of a storm that has risen like a tide and is pounding against the gates of Fenway Park, period. Eddie has been accused of every mistake inside and outside of the catalog, comma, because of the failure of the so-called gold-plated Red Sox to make a stronger bid in the 1936 American League pennant race, period. End quote. New paragraph. Telling readers that Collins is blamed for spending Yawkey's money on, quote, worn-out players, end quote, and agreeing that some of the new arrivals have not lived up to expectations, comma, the newspaper reminded readers that this is the fun in baseball, comma, and that if all it took was money to win, comma, then the game would be the lesser for it, period. And as for Collins, comma, perhaps, comma, the players should share some blame, comma, if indeed he even did all the recommending, period, new paragraph. As for interference on Collins' part, comma,
The newspaper pointed out the charges, quote, are not supported by those in the best position to know the facts, comma, end quote. Namely, comma, the scribes who have followed the fortunes of the Red Sox since Collins arrived, period. Quote, even Bucky Harris, comma, dot, 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 never accused Eddie of meddling with the team, period. Bucky was permitted to make many changes, comma, some of questionable value, period, end quote. Then let's put some asterisks for admitted paragraph and material and down to a new paragraph, quote, even if he, in brackets, Collins, on bracket, had meddled, comma, that wouldn't, that's in apostrophe T, account for the sour pitching, comma, failure to hit, and slumberous, that's S-L-U-M-B-E-R-O-U-S, work on defense that the team has shown as it has stumbled away from, comma, instead of toward a pennant, period, end quote, footnote 6. New paragraph. Of course, comma, there were those who pointed the finger not at Collins, comma, but at Joe Cronin, and it was not long before there was talk of a Collins-Cronin feud, period. According to Gene Desautels, that's D-E-S-A-U-T-E-L-S, comma, a catcher with the Red Sox in the late 1930s, comma, quote, it wasn't, that's in apostrophe T, only the players who didn't, that's in apostrophe T, like Cronin, period. The general manager, that's in small letters, didn't, in apostrophe T, like Cronin, period. That's, and that's T apostrophe S, the truth, comma, because Eddie Collins used to ask me a lot of very personal questions about Cronin on the road, period. I was afraid to say too much, period. Eddie would say, comma, single quote, did he get to the ballpark on time, question mark, end single quote. Things like that, period. I apostrophe D, say, comma, single quote, yeah, Y-E-A-H, comma, oh, yeah, comma, he's, that's E apostrophe S, always there, period, end single quote. I could tell that they didn't, that's N apostrophe T, like each other, period, end quote. Footnote 7, new paragraph. Perhaps Collins was sorry he had ever recommended that the Red Sox bring Cronin to Boston, comma, perhaps not, period. Collins publicly never uttered a mean word about the manager, period. And in the end, it made little difference, period. The reason, colon, Tom Yawkey, period. If Eddie Collins was Tom's favorite uncle, comma, Cronin was his favorite nephew, period. And prima donnas like Grove, comma, Farrell, and the rest were his best buddies, period. They would all stay, comma, whether they got along together or not, because Yawkey wanted it that way, period. Some were his drinking buddies, dash, dash. Word had it, the Red Sox were a hard-drinking bunch, comma. And some, like Collins, frequently went hunting with him on his 32,000 acre shoreline estate in South Carolina, period. New paragraph. The hunting was not all confined to South Carolina, period. In October 1936, comma, apparently oblivious to all the criticism, comma, Collins joined Yawkey, comma, Bing Miller, dash, dash, now a Red Sox coach, comma, Rube Wahlberg, comma, Mickey Cochran, comma, Tris Speaker, and several others in Wyoming, period. Miller bagged a 500-pound brown bear, comma, a moose, comma, an elk, and a big buck deer, period. Collins supplied Yawkey with the laughs, period. New paragraph, quote, agile, did you say, question mark? On a baseball diamond, maybe, comma, but not out hunting, period. Why, comma, all Bing Miller and I, and that's in brackets, Yawkey, on bracket, did was pick that guy, brackets, Collins, on bracket, up, dot, 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 dot. He fell over rocks, and when he couldn't, in apostrophe T, find anything else to fall over, comma, he, that's E-apostrophe-D, trip over his own feet, period. He practically wore us out, period, end quote, footnote 8. New paragraph. All this camaraderie was great fun for Tom Yawkey, comma. After all, baseball was his hobby, period. What it did for his team was create a leadership vacuum, comma, which allowed key players to bypass middle management and take their problems directly to the top, where important decisions were made in the interest of maintaining friendship, comma, instead of because they made sound baseball or business sense, period. It was a situation which existed in 1936 and would continue essentially unabated for many years, period. New paragraph. While his team was struggling with its veteran players, comma, Collins was out of the office looking for young talent to supplement or replace them, period. Although these road trips were infrequent, comma, the one he took to the West Coast, I think that's in caps, in August 1936, was his most fruitful, period. There are several versions of what occurred, period. Collins recalled it in 1950 in a five-part series on his life, period. New paragraph. Quote, Yawkey came to me one day in 1936 and asked me if I would travel to the West Coast, that's in caps, to look over a player named George Myatt, M-Y-A-T-T, at San Diego, who had been highly recommended to him, period. New paragraph. Quote, naturally, I agreed to go, period. Tom said he wanted my opinion before he invested the money, dot, 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 dot. There was another youngster, comma, T-O-O, comma, about whom Tom had heard fine reports, and he asked me to give an opinion about his prospects, comma, also, period. That youngster was Bobby Doerr, dot, 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 dot. New paragraph. Quote, I spent over T-H-R-E-E weeks on the coast. Coast is a capitalized period. I looked over Myatt, comma, but what I saw about the other lad, comma, Doerr, comma, impressed me more, period. There was no doubt in my mind after I had seen Bobby, and that's with a Y, perform in a few games that he was destined for greatness, dot, dot, and he was only 1-8 at the time, period. New paragraph. Bill Lane, L-A-N-E, was the boss of that club, period. He was one of the grand characters of baseball, period. He was also a good friend of mine, period. I had no difficulty in persuading him to give us Doerr, period. We had an option anyhow, comma, on any player on Lane's, it's apostrophe S, club, period. New paragraph. It was while I was watching the team at close range that I first noticed Ted Williams, period. He was then a tall, comma, gangling kid, comma, just out of a San Diego high school, period. He comported himself in an easy, comma, confident manner, and I was impressed the minute I saw him, period. New paragraph. Quote, even after completing the arrangements for the transfer of Bobby Doerr's contract to the Red Sox, comma, the image of the easy-going, supple, S-U-P-P-L-E, Williams was fresh in my mind, period. I said to Lane, comma, single quote, I like the looks of that gangling, G-A-N-G-L-I-N-G, kid, period, end single quote. At first, he was brusque, B-R-U-S-Q-U-E, period, single quote. He's, apostrophe S, just a kid out of high school, comma, end quote, he told me, period, single quote. I promised him I'd, I, apostrophe D, keep him with the club, period. I also promised his mother I would, period. I, apostrophe M, not sure he can make it, comma, but rest assured if I can do anything with him, you'll, Y-O-U apostrophe L-L, have the first chance to buy him, period, end quote. New paragraph, quote, we shook hands on the deal, period. That's all the assurance I ever had, that's A-S-S, period. It developed that Williams, single quote, had it, end single quote, and 1-2 of the 1-6 major league clubs made overtures to Lane for purchase of his contract, period. But Lane's, apostrophe S, word and his handshake proved sufficient to the Red Sox, period. A man's, and apostrophe S, word meant something then, dash, dash. Would that there were more of it in the world today, period, end quote. Footnote 9, new paragraph. Collins' tale covers the generalities, period. It is up to others to fill in the details, and even they do not always match up, period. According to Bobby Doerr, comma, who had been under option to the Red Sox prior to Collins' trip to the coast, comma, again, I think coast is capitalized, he and George Myatt, comma, his teammate at short and also under option to the Sox, comma, heard in July that Collins planned to travel west to see them play, period. Unbeknownst to the pair, Collins was in the stands to see them during a series with Pacific Coast League, that's all caps, rival Seattle, period. When the team left Seattle and arrived in Portland, they first learned Collins was to watch them, period. Doerr became very nervous, comma, committing several errors, period. Friend, this was probably a game played on Saturday, comma, August 8, comma, when Doerr's San Diego Padres played in Portland and Doerr and Myatt made SIX errors between them in the first game of a doubleheader, period, end quote. Doerr recalls that in between games, Collins came to the clubhouse door and told the awe-struck young man that he planned to exercise his option on him, comma, but not on Myatt, period. Footnote 10, new paragraph. Doerr believes that it was at this time Collins got to see Ted Williams in batting practice and liked what he saw, period. Over the years, Williams himself concurred, period. But it also seems Collins may have actually seen Williams perform in game action, comma, rather than just batting practice, comma, although how many games and which ones may never be known for certain, period. And that's the end of that tape. That he first saw...